Kimber Ralstead is the administrator at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Good morning, Kimber.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a board meeting.
Yes.
Well, let's talk first about Blue Cross Blue Shield, both rate increases and where we are with the ongoing discussion with them.
We have continued having discussions with Blue Cross. I'm expecting they're going to provide me with another proposal sometime next week, they have indicated. So we'll continue that discussion. I don't know if we'll be able to come to fruition with a new agreement, but I am still hopeful.
Okay. Minsure kicks in on Tuesday. So you guys talked about that, right?
We talked about it a little bit. We, as a facility, along with the clinic and the county, those actually being the lead agencies, but all have kind of signed up to be to assist individuals in navigating through the MnSure process. We just haven't received any of the training yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
so we're waiting for that. We've completed all the paperwork, and we're just waiting for them to get back to us and tell us what we're supposed to do for the training.
Well, I think they had quite a response to that, so they may be a little bit behind. One of their representatives was up here on Wednesday and to talk to individuals and business owners about MnSure, and talked about a number of individuals and agencies. So it's interesting to know that you will be at some point
able
to help.
Well, we want to be able to help people. You know, in particular, a lot of times what we find happening is that, you know, people don't think about health insurance or health issues until all of a sudden something happens. And then they come in, and so we really thought it'd be an opportunity for our business office to at least have that information and knowledge to be able to assist people. And, you know, together with the clinic and with the county, you know, kind of serve as a resource for people when they're trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, apparently the website is pretty easy to navigate, but there are some of us who have a hard time navigating no matter how easy it is.
I was going to say, I think that's me. That's why we've got the younger people in the business office working on this project.
Okay.
Some of them.
So would you hire a bunch of 13-year-olds? Or what?
Well, yeah, they're not quite that young. Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that you wrote a letter of concern to the county commissioners about the possibility of some budget cuts to home health aid services, the skilled nursing services, this kind of stuff, and it has an effect on the hospital.
Well, at our last board meeting in August, actually, Commissioner Dukirk talked a little bit about, you know, their budgeting process and what the discussions were, and the fact that the request to the Public Health and Human Services had been a 3% reduction in expenses. And we understood that part of that discussion was that if we have to do something, you know, there are these discretionary dollars, and it will come from the sliding program that we have for home care services. And because that was a discussion, what I wanted to do with the letter was just to let, you know, kind of inform the commissioners what the program is and help them be knowledgeable about the program so that as they make this decision that they have at least the full information. And so I hope that they're able to look at that and know the services. To me, it was really important for them to understand that, particularly today when we're trying so hard to let people stay at home for as long as possible, that many of these home services allow people to do that, and actually that is ultimately cheaper than nursing home care. And so, you know, while, you know, our home health unit does not eliminate nursing home care, but I can definitely defer it for a period of time. And we've seen that over and over again with people. And so I just kind of wanted them to recognize that and have that information as they go forward and make their decision.
Okay. Before I let you go, apparently there was a Minnesota Health Association annual meeting and an Aging Services annual meeting. Anything you can tell me about those?
Well, I found them to be very interesting. We went from, you know, kind of the doom and gloom, which is, boy, you guys have a lot of change that you're dealing with, and good luck, to which I was like, oh, that's very inspirational. To also, you know, that as a group, we have always worked hard to take care of our communities and our citizens, and we're still up for the challenge, and we'll continue to do that. And so we kind of got that motivational piece too. So some very interesting discussions and opportunities to learn from other facilities.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about the board meeting?
Well, just one thing that I would like to point out, we did actually release the request for proposals for architect and engineering services.
Oh, really?
For looking at our new project. We actually did that on Monday and sent out proposals to 24 different firms. And periodically, I have other firms that call, and so we will make that RFP available to them. And it'll be interesting to see who responds back and what ideas they have for
it. Well, refresh our memories. This is going to include what in particular?
This is literally looking at a total remodel and a slight expansion of both the care center and the hospital.
Okay. Timeline?
Long.
Okay.
The initial RFP we did put out, we did ask for that request for proposal to be back by the end of October, mm-hmm. and then we will start reviewing those proposals and then hope to at least have a decision with regard to an architect that we'd like to work with to continue the analysis going forward. We'd like to have that by the end of the year.
Okay. We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for the Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.